The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Settling in, just taking in for yourself how you are right now. However you are, can be met. Received with mindfulness. And starting where we are, starting with what is actually happening right now, is really the only place we can begin in our meditation. Not trying to have some other experience, but rather opening to this experience. And so, starting with that, start with checking in. How are you right now, in a general way? What's your mood or emotion? How is your body? And seeing if there can be an attitude of allowing yourself to be just as you are in this moment. And as we open to how we are in this moment, we also don't need to feel like we have to stay stuck there or hold on to what's there. May have different attitudes about that depending on how it is for you right now. Our experience continually shifts and fluxes. And so we explore what it means to allow that shifting and fluxing to happen. And one support for this allowing attitude is cultivating, encouraging first a relaxation of body, which we can do somewhat consciously. We can use our understanding that relaxation supports us to consciously check in and notice where the body is holding tension and see if there can be a softening in some of those areas. You might start with the top of your head and face, Seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles of your head and face. Particularly your brow, around your eyes, your mouth. Relaxing your jaw. Your neck. Softening the muscles of your shoulders. Relaxing your arms and your hands. Seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles of your chest and upper back. All the muscles all the way around the rib cage. Sometimes I find it helpful to take a deeper breath to explore relaxing this area around the rib cage. A deep breath in and noticing how that stretches all of those muscles around the rib cage. And the breath out, how there can be a softening and relaxing of those muscles. Seeing if there can be a softening across the stomach, the muscles across the stomach and abdomen. Even letting it feel almost like the belly is hanging forward. Relaxing, softening the muscles down the middle of the back, the lower back. You might even let your attention start at the top of your spine, where the spinal column joins into the skull. And let your awareness just trace down your spine, almost as if it were a relaxing, warm massage down your back. Seeing if that supports a softening of your back. Sometimes I find the image of something like a warm, viscous liquid flowing down my spine to support that. Relaxing the hips and pelvis. You might even have a sense of a possibility of relaxing inside the hip socket. Maybe, maybe not. Relaxing the muscles of the legs. Including the knees. All of those supporting tendons and ligaments. The ankles. And the feet. And then checking in to see. Sometimes I find after relaxing the muscles of the body, the outer part of the body, sometimes it's possible to soften inside the body. So just check in and see if there might be a softening inside the throat. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach can relax. Maybe the intestines can relax. As we relax the body, it often supports our mind to relax a little bit. I'm just checking in now. How are you right now? Is there a little bit more of a sense of possibility of presence, of settling in to this moment? When we relax the mind, it naturally inclines to connecting to experience here and now. And so if you notice the mind moving to thoughts of past or future, or even thoughts of the present, the way to relax with that is not necessarily to try to stop it. Stopping something creates a non-relaxation. But rather maybe a stepping back and a knowing, oh, these thoughts, they're just happening right now. Almost letting them slip through. No need to push them away or hold on to them. Can the mind relax? as the body and mind relax, we can begin to open to more clearly, more in a more connected way, just what the experience is right now. The experience of this body sitting here breathing. The experience of sound coming and going. In an almost natural way, as we relax, awareness just naturally knows what's happening. Very little we have to do. So there may be a recognition of body sensations, of sounds, maybe thoughts coming through. Maybe a recognition of a state of mind, of emotion or mood. This relaxed knowing of just being in the present moment is a form of meditation. And of course, the mind will wander off, get stuck by a thought. But at some point, there'll be a recognition of that. And in that moment of knowing, of recognizing, the mind has gotten lost. Already there is mindfulness again. Often in that moment, it's helpful to check in. Has the body become tense? Sometimes when we get caught by our thoughts, attention creeps back in. And so it can be helpful to just reconnect with a process of relaxing the body again, using that process of relaxing to reconnect you with this very natural kind of knowing. And for some of you, just simply connecting to a flow or a stream of changing dynamic experience in the present moment might feel a little vague or confusing. And if that is the case, pick some experience that feels clear or obvious to you. Maybe the stream of hearing, or maybe the experience of breathing. And let yourself use that connection with that experience. To connect you with this present moment here and now.